Harper Audio presents How God Became King, The Forgotten Story of the Gospels by N.T. Wright, read by James Langton. Preface. It has been slowly dawning on me over many years that there is a fundamental problem deep at the heart of Christian faith and practice as I have known them. This problem can be summarized quite easily. We have all forgotten what the four Gospels are about. Yes, they're about Jesus, but what exactly are they saying about Jesus? Yes, they're about God, but what precisely are they saying about God? Yes, they're about the beginnings of what later became known as Christianity, but what are they saying about that strange new movement? And how do they resource it for its life and work? As I have both studied and written about Jesus and the Gospels, and as I have tried to lead and teach Christian communities that were doing their best to follow Jesus and order their lives by the Gospels, I have had the increasing impression, over many years now, that most of the Western Christian tradition has simply forgotten what the Gospels are really all about. Despite centuries of intense and heavy industry expended on the study of all sorts of features of the Gospels, we have often managed to miss the main thing that they, all four of them, are most eager to tell us. I have therefore come to the conclusion that what we need is not just a bit of fine-tuning, an adjustment here and there. We need a fundamental rethink about what the Gospels are trying to say, and hence about how best we should read them, together and individually. And, not least, about how we then might order our life and work in accordance with them. The problem of forgetting what the Gospels are about is not confined to one segment of the Church. Different branches, Catholic, Protestant, Reformed, Charismatic, Evangelical, Liberal, Social Gospel, and the many segments of Church life that bear two or more of these rather misleading labels at the same time, come at things from different angles. Naturally. But it is my belief that all of them, over many centuries now, have backed off from facing the full challenge of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It would be fascinating to chart the ways in which different parts of the Church have read, and in my view misread, the Gospels. But that would require a different sort of book, and is in any case way beyond my competence. Instead, I want to come at the question from the angle of the parts of the Church I know best. After nearly 20 years in senior ministerial roles in the Church of England, 7 of them as Bishop of Durham, and with fairly wide experience of traditions very different from my own, I think what I have to say reflects not a narrow or idiosyncratic viewpoint, but one at which many Christians from many traditions will nod with recognition. The question then is not only, can we learn to read the Gospels better, more in tune with what their original writers intended? It is also, can we discover, by doing this, a new vision for God's mission in the world, in and through Jesus, and then, now, in and through his followers? And in doing so, can we grow closer together in mission and life, in faith and hope, and even in love? Might a fresh reading of the Gospels, in other words, clear the way for renewed efforts in mission and unity? Is that what it would look like if we really believed that the living God was King on earth as in heaven? That, after all, is the story all four Gospels tell. I am aware, of course, that there are other documents that have been called Gospels, and I shall say something about them in passing. But I am here dealing with the four that were recognized from very early on as part of the Church's rule of life, that is, part of the canon, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the story that the four evangelists tell is the story, as in my title, of How God Became King. This, I discover, comes as a surprise to most people and an unwelcome shock to some. It appears, as we say today, counterintuitive. That is, the claim that God has become king doesn't seem to square with the world as we know it. If God is really king, why is there still cancer? Why are there still tsunamis?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?